This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Don't you love the way that God has made life with days and weeks, nights and weekends? It's like even if you totally mess up one day, you're going to go to sleep and you're going to wake up and there's a new day, a chance to start over. Even more after the weekend as you head into a new work week. A chance to say, this week I'm going to live with purpose. I'm going to live with God and honor God in my life. Well, here at the beginning of the work week and at the beginning of our Monday, let's take a few minutes and just read some verses from the Bible and say, God, what do you want to say to me today as I head into this week? This week we're going to talk about the topic of repentance. The Apostle Paul has just written a letter to the Christians in Corinth, and he writes another letter to them because he knows that they were upset by that letter. Listen to what he says. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, starting in verse 8. For even if I made you grieve with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that that letter grieved you, though only for a while. And as it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repentance. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. So Paul talks about repentance here. You know, the Old Testament of the Bible was originally written in the Hebrew language of the Jews. The New Testament was originally written in the Greek language of the world of that day. And each language has its word for repentance. The Hebrew word for repentance means you make a choice to turn around and go in the opposite direction. So God looks at people walking away from him, dishonoring him, really ruining their own lives as a result as well. And he says, repent, turn around, come back to me, return to me, says the Lord. That's the Hebrew word for repentance. The Greek word for repentance means literally to change your mind. But it also has this idea of changing directions as a result. So when you put these two words together, you really have the Bible's idea of what it means to repent. It means that something changes in your mind, in your understanding, and suddenly you realize, I've been a fool going the way I'm going, leaving God out of my life, trying to do it all on my own, and I really am a bit gutted that I could treat God that way, knowing how much he loves me. I'm going to choose to turn around and go the other way, go towards God instead of away from God. I'm going to put God back in the center of my life. You know, when you recognize that there's nothing more important in your life than your relationship with God, and you look at your life, and you see some of the things you've been doing, some of the choices you've been making, the way you've been leaving God out of your life, and you make that conscious choice to say, God, I'm so sorry, and I want to walk with you again. And you start putting things in place in your life to put God back in the center of your life. You begin reading your Bible each day, not just to read it, but to listen to God, and to let God change you and challenge you, and you're responsive to what he says to you, then you are doing what the Bible calls repenting. It may be a bit of an old-fashioned word, but the idea is not old-fashioned at all. It's something we need to remember all the time, to ask ourselves, how am I treating God in the way I live each day? And how can I put God right back in the center of my life? As you start your work week this week, I challenge you, take a minute, do a bit of self-assessment, and let your mind recognize where it needs to change, and then use your will and come to God and say, I choose to put you back in the center. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.